Greetings, farmer theologian here. Why is it that a mere man born a descendant of Adam could not have been the sacrifice given to pay the price for our sins? Why did God himself have to give his life and shed his blood for the removal of our guilt and sin? The answer is that the holiness of God demands absolute perfection. So God had to offer himself in the giving of his son. Not only is this the only way to salvation, but it is at the same time the very best way. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Allow me to make a statement that is at the very heart of the gospel. It is an expression that describes our very great need of God's mercy while telling of his immeasurable love. It emphatically declares the words of Jonah 2:9, salvation is of the Lord. The expression is this, God provides what he requires for our dear sakes. You see, the Bible from cover to cover reveals this blessed truth. God is not surprised at the fall of man, nor did he need a plan B, as it were. God's redemptive plan is deliberate, appointed, and existed before the foundations of the earth. Contact me at farmertheologian.com and break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord.